The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 42 of the Catherine Mortgage Show podcast. Today's episode is directed to adult ballet students. You guys know how much I love my adult ballet students. It's an audience I never thought I would have. And I think you guys are amazing, and I think you work so hard, and I admire you so much. And I've actually, as of late, had a lot of adults ask me, I'm new to ballet, I'm starting ballet, I'm just doing it recreationally. Do you have any tips for me? How do I go about this? So that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. If you are an adult ballet student who is not, you know, is just looking to do this for fun, is looking to maybe start and you've never danced before, like this is square one for you, that's what this episode is about. And I hope these tips can help you start to enjoy it right away instead of kind of getting over your fear. Oftentimes when we start something new, you know, we're terrified going into it. So I hope this kind of eases your mind. So the first thing to remember, if you're an adult starting ballet for the first time, ballet is hard. There's so much to think about. Even when I teach my beginner class online, there is so much to think about. I kind of throw corrections at them sometimes. Remember that anytime you start anything, there's going to be a lot to learn. So be patient with yourself. Give yourself time. You know, you've heard me say this time and time before, but adult beginners are not like little kids starting ballet. Little kids, for the first couple years, run around the studio and wave a wand around. Adults don't do that. Adults start at the bar like any advanced dancer does. So, guys, remember, ballet is going to be difficult. It is not easy. It is not going to come day one. You're going to have to really kind of put that in your brain that it's not going to be pretty day one. It's not going to be pretty month one. You know, there's so many words to learn, the terminology, the steps, your port-a-bras, your placement, your alignment, how you stand at the bar to start. You know, there are so many things to know and to learn and to master. So please don't be hard on yourself. Know that it's going to take time. Know that every professional dancer started ballet somewhere. We do not come out of the womb knowing how to dance. So remember that. We all had to start somewhere. And there is a lot to think about. And if you have a really good teacher, they will kind of break it down for you and teach you in a way where you build on things. You know, that kind of brings me to the second point. Make sure you have a good teacher. And I'm not just talking about a teacher who's been a professional dancer. Because just because you are a good dancer doesn't make you a good teacher. There is a difference. You need to have a teacher that not only knows what they're talking about and has good technique themselves, but knows how to teach, knows how to explain. You know, teaching adults, it's not just about showing the steps. You can't say, all right, we're going to do tombé, pas brûlé, glissade, grand jeté. Like, you know, an adult beginner is not going to know what that is. So you have to have a teacher that explains things well, is willing to break down the steps for you, and is willing to push you. That's the biggest thing I see with adult ballet students, is that these teachers think they're just there for the workout or they're just there for fun. I talked about this on a previous episode, and oftentimes teachers don't push adults. So make sure you're being taught by a teacher who is taking you seriously, who is willing to make things harder for you when you improve, is not willing to dumb down things for you. You know, you've got to start slow at the beginning. You've got to start in a way that you can learn things. But you don't want your adult beginner teacher to treat you like a three-year-old. So just make sure of that. You know, and if you feel like you're not happy with your teacher and you're not going to be learning things, or your first class, it's way too over your head, they don't teach it well, it might be time to look for a new teacher, because there are some really good adult teachers out there that are willing to take the time to explain and yet push the students as they go along. Okay, the next thing, if the place you're taking the class, your studio, your school, requires a dress code, great. For adults, I can't imagine, I've never heard of a school having an actual dress code for the adults. They're allowed to wear whatever they want. Remember to wear something that you feel comfortable in, because improving in ballet, you have to feel good about yourself and you have to be confident. If you're in the back trying to hide, if you're in the back like shrinking your shoulders to try and make yourself look smaller, you're not going to improve your technique and you're going to get very, very frustrated. So don't be afraid. If you're having a bad day, wear a sweater, wear a skirt, you know, wear something you feel good in. Because that is really, really important, you guys. Ballet school students, yes, they have to wear their uniform, but most of them are prepubescent little tiny teens. So they can work in a black leotard and pink tights. Those of us who are older now, I would not be caught dead in a black leotard and pink tights if I didn't have to be, quite frankly. And I was a soloist with the New York City Ballet. So don't feel like you have to wear something like that if you don't want to. Make sure you feel good about yourself. Find leotards that are flattering for you. Wear long sleeve leotards. That always helps. You know, but if you're confident in your body, go for it. It's really also sometimes inspiring to see an adult in that uniform and they look great in it. So wear whatever it is that makes you feel good. And so you can focus on the technique and focus on the dancing and not be standing there self-conscious the whole time. If you are feeling self-conscious, the best thing to do is to kind of maybe stand in a spot where you can't see yourself as much in the mirror. That's okay, because as a beginner, you sometimes need to feel what you're doing more than you need to see what you look like anyway. You need to get the feeling, you need to get the muscle engagement, and staring at yourself too much in the mirror is not going to help that. So I encourage you to maybe do away with the mirror and just feel what you're supposed to do. See what the teacher is doing. And they will come by and correct you. So don't feel like you have to stare at yourself in the mirror and stand where makes you, you know, what makes you feel comfortable. You don't have to stand front and center if you don't want to. If you have other students in there, most of the times adult ballet students are in classes, take classes. So I would try and maybe speak to your fellow dancers. What I find with adult students is that they are far more supportive of each other than professional ballet students, like younger kids, because adults, again, are there for fun. They're there for the workout. They're there to actually learn ballet and study it. You're not competing for parts. You're not competing for a contract. So I find that the people in adult classes are far friendlier than like any other ballet school. So don't be afraid to talk to people. You know, make friends, encourage each other. That's how you're going to get through it, is by laughing at yourselves and by, you know, making sure you look forward to going to ballet. You know, that's the other thing with staying with it, is if you have people in there doing it with you, that you can ask questions, you can encourage, you know, they'll encourage you. You're far more likely to stick to it and to be inspired to keep going back. In terms of learning the steps, technique, all of that, I said this before too, if you're an adult student, the most important thing for you to focus on is your alignment and your placement to start. And what I mean by that is not, you know, shrinking down, not shrugging your shoulders. Make sure everything is lifted and open. You're not swaying your back. You're not tucking your back. And maintaining that good posture every time you do a step. Because the minute you lose that, you're not going to build that strength. Beginner ballet, especially for adults, is about repetition and building strength so then you can add on. If you don't build the right technique, the right muscles, the right placement to start, you're never going to be able to move on. So really focus on that. Don't cheat just to get your leg higher. That will come, you know. If it has to be barely off the floor and yet you are in a perfect alignment with perfect posture, that's great. That's how you get better. It's, you know, bending your knee or swaying your back and trying to get your leg up to the side. You're not building strength that way. You're not building the proper muscles. So like I said at the beginning, be patient. Take the time. Ballet is so challenging. I never realized that more until I taught a beginner class where I had to actually break it down. I had to kind of explain how a step works. And when I really stopped and thought about it, it's like, this is hard. This is crazy. Why am I doing this? You know, why our bodies are not meant to turn out. Our bodies aren't meant to bend in all these kind of directions. So know that it's challenging. You know, you're not alone in that struggle. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some patience. So every class, just kind of know that you're better than the last one and don't expect it to happen overnight. But that's with anything. It's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to flip a switch and wake up a great dancer. None of us did. It takes years and years and years of work. And just to be patient with it, and you'll be great. The last thing I want to say is don't forget why you're there. You signed up for these classes to learn this beautiful art form, yes, but to have fun, to dance, to enjoy yourself, to move to the music. You know, don't lose sight of that. Don't get so caught up in the perfection of it. And I tell this to professionals as well. Don't get so caught up in the perfection of being the perfect dancer that you forget why you're there. You know, like I said, nobody's ever going to be perfect. It's going to take time. So you might as well enjoy the process, you know. And again, if you're having a good time and you're enjoying yourself, you're far more likely to stick with it. You're far more likely to be encouraged, and you will improve. If you work hard enough and focus and yet enjoy it, you will improve. So please don't forget why you're there. You know, adult ballet students are some of the hardest workers because they are there for fun. They're not there trying to, you know, beat the next girl to the role. So please remember that. Enjoy yourself. And if you have a good teacher that takes you as seriously as you want to be taken, you're going to be great. So for today's Katie's Corner, I'm going to mention something I actually saw on dancemagazine.com, and you could enter to win a pair of pointe shoes signed by Royal Ballet Principal Sarah Lamb. She danced Rubies in these shoes, and you could win her signed pointe shoes. So I will include the link on the show notes page for episode 42 on KatherineMorganOnline.com. And I think that could be great for a lot of you. You know, dancer pointe shoes are a big, big thing. So enter to win Sarah Lamb's. I'll have all the information on the episode's show notes page. And you could get Sarah Lamb's pointe shoes. You can follow me on YouTube or Facebook. Just type in Katherine Morgan and I should pop right up. You can also follow me on Instagram at Katherine_Morgan and on Twitter and Snapchat at Katherine_E. Morgan. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next time.